Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Lee Stang. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Aurelio Montegudo. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Aurelio Montegudo. And now, play ball. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive towards short. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews. Batty reaches second base with a double. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang bunts towards the mound. Montegudo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Green covering, double play. 2 outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Montegudo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Aurelio Montegudo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montegudo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Batty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. 1 out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0 for 1 in the game. Stang is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rollins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Green covering, for the out. Oliva moves to third. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Montegudo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montegudo is 0 for 1 in the game. Montegudo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Charles steals second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gentile is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-2 in the game. Lau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva who is chasing the ball. Lau reaches third base with a triple. Charles scores. Colavito goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 2, Athletics, 2. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Tommy Reynolds. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gino Cimolai now playing right field. Rocky Colavito now playing left field. Doc Edwards now playing first base. John Wyatt now pitching. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0-for-2 in the game. Stang is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison strikes out. Lau drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Allison out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Batty is called out on strikes. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Charles reaches second base with a double. Bill Daly now pitching. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Charles moves to third. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charles scores. It's Twins, 3, Athletics, 3. Bill Fisher now pitching. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batty for a passed ball. Colavito moves to second. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Lau is walked intentionally. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to third. Lau moves to second. Two outs. George Alozic pinch hits for Dick Green. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is walked intentionally. George Williams pinch runs for George Alozic. Billy Bryan pinch hits for John Wyatt. Bill Plyce now pitching. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. George Williams now playing second base. Dan Pfister now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher pinch hits for Bill Plyce. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Arrigo now pitching. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-4 in the game. Matthews is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-4 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arrigo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Tardabul now playing right field. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-4 in the game. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-4 in the game. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Twins. Vern Hanrahan now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Batty is called out on strikes. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-4 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Edwards scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing left field. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull strikes out. Two outs. George Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.